One persistent difference between Democrats and President Bush on the war in Iraq is just what the war in Iraq is. The president, his aides, and many of his supporters refer to it as the main front in the battle against terrorism, one phase in a global struggle that includes the war in Afghanistan, counterterrorism assistance in Indonesia or the Philippines. Critics of the president, including many Democrats, describe the war in Iraq as something separable, a course that was taken independently and not the inevitable next step after the defeat of the Taliban. Well, last week, without fanfare, President Bush conceded a round in that rhetorical battle, and it had to do with campaign medals. He signed into law a bill initially sponsored by Arkansas Congressman Vic Snyder, a Democrat, a Vietnam veteran, who joins us from Capitol Hill. Representative Snyder, can you tell us what your bill does exactly now that it's the law?
Yeah, Mr. Siegel, it sets up a separate campaign medal for service in Afghanistan and then another separate medal for service in the war in Iraq. The president has authorized and it's underway a medal called the War on Terrorism Service Medal, and then if you serve overseas anywhere in the War on Terrorism, a War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal. But I heard, as did a lot of members of Congress, we heard from a lot of folks in our military overseas that were very concerned that they were not getting, you know, the kind of recognition that we have had traditionally in other wars.
So you're saying the solution will be that people who serve will get one medal that simply describes service in the war on terror. That includes service in Iraq, but there also would be a discrete medal for service in Iraq or Afghanistan.
The way it will work will be, I have no problem with the War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal that people currently qualify under the president's direction. But in addition, if they serve in Iraq, they will get a separate campaign medal and ribbon that will distinctively show that they served in Iraq. If they serve in Afghanistan, they will have a separate medal that distinctively identifies them as having served in Afghanistan. And if they serve in both places, they will get the War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal, the Iraq campaign medal, and the Afghanistan campaign medal.
You say this was actually in response to what members of Congress, yourself included, were hearing from people who were serving?
Right.
What were they saying?
Well, I think it goes back to, you know, when you look on someone's, when you see a person in the military and you see the ribbons on their chest, as a former Vietnam veteran, I still look, and of course we're getting pretty old now, and there's not a whole lot of them left, but I still see the Vietnam campaign medal, you know, on the lapel. And there's a certain camaraderie that comes, you ask questions, where'd you serve, that kind of thing. And so the military has a tradition of recognizing distinct service in geographic areas. You know, we have an Antarctic service medal. We had a Spanish War service medal. We had a Mexican Border Service medal. I mean, this is a long tradition. I could go on a longer list than that, Mr. Siegel. Haiti, you know, right on down the line.
In this case, at least one of your fellow Democrats in the House, Congressman Reyes, has made much of the political significance of this, that in fact the president was trying to blur the distinction, he said, or I'm paraphrasing, between the fighting in Iraq and the fighting in Afghanistan. You agree?
I have heard that view expressed by a number of people, that when we first heard the objections from the Pentagon and from Secretary Rumsfeld, that perhaps it was because it would send a signal that perhaps the war on Iraq was not part of the war on terrorism. Well, this has nothing to do with that issue, in my view. Whether you went into the war in Iraq thinking it was part of the war on terrorism or was a separate action, we ought to recognize the service there. And in fact, we had great bipartisan support for the bill. In my view, I'm glad that it occurred. I'm glad the president signed the bill. And I look forward to sometime over the next year seeing the regulations put out so that we can start giving recognition to our veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan theaters.
Well, Representative Snyder, thank you very much for talking with us about this.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Mr. Siegel.
Vic Snyder, Congressman from Arkansas, sponsor of the bill to create discrete medals for service in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere in what will still be described as a general expeditionary force against terrorism.